done.
Thought I'd try something different for this podcast episode. I've been interviewing people, but got inspired by the little kayak trip that I took this afternoon. I'm on a river about 75 miles, maybe a little less, of downtown Detroit, and Shiawassee River. It's in a sleepy little Midwest, mid-Michigan town that dams up at one point in Linden, and I'm out just on the river in a open cut kayak, which they take bouncy waves because I've got a lot of motor and sports boats and craft around me, so they don't rock as much. So I thought I'd just share a short episode here on Beyond My Day Job, where we do talk about high effort hobbies typically, but I'm going to take a detour. This is not high effort. I am literally kayaking with one hand and holding my phone with the other so I can share what I'm seeing with you. This is going to be a short episode, but just to give you a little bit of nature sounds more so than anything and some descriptions of what I'm seeing while slowly paddling on a river. One thing I noticed is dragonflies are bouncing on and off the water. And if you're quiet, I am not going to be able to pick it up with this microphone. They make tens and tens of little tap sounds. You hear tap, 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 tap. And it's all these dragonflies just bouncing, bouncing off, bouncing, bouncing off. And I'd never heard that before until today. So that's something to look for if you get a chance on some calm waters to watch what the dragonflies do. Sea-doo guy that came up behind me at the beginning of this recording. I didn't know if it was a boat or not, and I turned around, and sure enough, it's just a guy on a jet ski. So we're in calm channel waters where they're not supposed to create a wake, so I appreciated that. I did get nailed earlier today pretty good. Flooded the boat. I had to pull over and dump it upside down, and on my grapes that were in a Ziploc bag, they got a little bit of lake water in it, so the grapes turned into fish food. So here's a stupid thing I did. Fish food, they can't, I'm throwing them overboard, and these small bluegills, they're trying to bite them. So it's kind of comical to watch these tiny fish with mouths about the size of your pinky nail surface area trying to eat them. So I decided I'd split them in half, split them in quarters, split them in eighths, split them in sixteenths. So I sit there in one spot for probably 20 minutes trying to get fish to eat grapes. I realized they don't like grapes. It's regardless if they're going to fit in their mouth or not. So I dumped a whole lake bag of grapes in the water. So maybe they'll mush up and decay for some future fish. Not today, though. I am looking at thousands of lily pads around me, and if I don't steer correctly, I'm going to dump myself into these lily pads, and I'm going to need two hands to oar myself out of here. They prefer you don't paddle and kayak, let alone motorboat, in the flowers. They're beautiful, just all the white and yellow flowers that are on the top of the surface of the water, but the pads themselves that you have to cut through, they will stop you dead still. But there are thousands of them around me on both sides. The houses that I'm on this lake, on this river, and I'm coming into this channel pretty close into middle of downtown Linden, Michigan. But for the most part, you know, probably kind of what you call a bungalow, or, you know, homes that were built in the 70s, 80s, there are a few that look relatively new. Now, when I was out on a bigger body of water east of me, there were some monster McMansions, and they had their own beaches put in there, and they had, you know, a couple big pontoons parked out. So it's kind of nice seeing the diversity of houses. I have to admit, I'm jealous, but I'm only jealous for probably about 3 months of the year when it's just magical to have lake access. But for the most part, after that, I'm not sure what these folks are doing. I don't perceive that these are only, quote-unquote, lake homes or summer homes. A lot of these look really more full-time They just happen to buy into their backyards that go into the Shiawassee River. So, that's about it. I wish I had some more sounds to share with you. The water is warm. It's cloudless here where I'm paddling. And maybe low 80s. So, anyway, try something different here. Hope you enjoy just a silly little set of nature sounds. You've been with Lonnie Miller on Beyond My Day Job, and thanks for listening.